Welcome back to the Jesus is for Real podcast. I'm your host, John, and if you're listening, it's for a reason, and I'm so glad you're here. In this episode, I interview Mr. Lassiter's daughter, Mrs. Kilgore, for her firsthand account of what happened to her son, Bryce. After my interview with Mr. Lassiter concluded, he went inside his home for a few minutes and came back outside with his daughter, Mrs. Kilgore. She said her father told her what we had spoken about and that she wanted to tell her story of what happened to her son. The following is my field recording taken with permission from Ms. Kilgore on March 29th, 2022.
Okay, so that night, it was about 1:30 in the morning, he was coughing, and I thought, okay, that's strange.
Is your son?
Yep, that's my son. He was about 2 and a half at this time. I got up, went into his room, and during this time, I was in nursing school, too. I was going through nursing school. Gotten up, went into his room, and he kind of sat up, and he started... You know, I mean, at 2 and a half years old, they don't know their words really well. But he started making, almost like he was speaking in tongues. It was very strange. And I thought, oh, okay, what's this? And I picked him up, and he started to convulse. And, you know, I went at that time, my fiance at that time, I ran to him with him because he was still having seizures. Well, we thought were seizures. You know, it looked like a seizure. And I remember I was on the phone with 911 and I couldn't get the address out. So when I looked over, he just went limp in his arms. I mean, he just, that was it. And my fiance at that time, he started CPR, like what he could, what he knew how to do. I don't know the timeline between the EMS getting to us. But I remember looking at him on the floor, and he was dead. I mean, you know, his eyes were, there was no life there. He wasn't moving. He was gray. EMS came in. They didn't do anything for him. They just called him dead on arrival. They didn't put any oxygen on him or anything, that, you know. And I remember thinking, you know, what's going on here? And, and so they put him, I prayed the whole time. I mean, I prayed so hard. They put him back into the ambulance. And they said, you know, we're going to go to the nearest hospital because there was a small hospital next to us where we lived. And then a bigger hospital, a children's hospital down the road, probably about 30 minutes down the road. And so he said, well, we're going to take him to the nearest hospital. And he didn't say to call him dead on arrival, but he was already dead. So I knew at that time, having, you know, been through nursing school, that that's where we were going, so that they could call him dead on arrival. So the time span, you know, it wasn't minutes in terms of him being dead. I mean, we're talking 15, 20, 30 minutes, because they, I mean, they didn't do anything. It was like, okay, well, he's already dead. Well, we're going to, you know, take our time, and we're going to put him, you know, in honor, you know, try to calm us down. And, so I got in the front of the ambulance, and I just remember praying, just praying so hard, you know, Lord, please, if this is the way it's going to be, you know, help us or help him. If you're going to do something, bring him back now. And I remember the EMS saying, okay, he's back. Like, I turned back and I turned around. He was right here. My son was right here. I turned around and I could see him convulsing again. And he said, I've got an IV in. Let's go. Let's go. We've got to go to Brenner's. And so we rushed down there. And by the time we got there, he was stable. There was nothing wrong with him. His heart rate went, now his blood sugar was a little elevated, but if you know much about death, when you go through a death process like that and come back, it shocks your system. And sometimes your blood sugar is elevated. And so they kept, doctor after doctor were coming in, and well, you know, has he been this? Has he been that? No, he wasn't sick. He hadn't been, you know, abnormally off. You know, he just coughed. You know, he just coughed. And I remember, you know, I mean, they did every scan that they could do because they thought he had been dead for an extended amount of time, that there should be something wrong with him. He should be brain dead. You know, he should not be here. And I remember one doctor came in and he sat down because after doctor came in, the medical director over the children's hospital came in and he pulled up a chair and he said, you know, he said, I can't explain how this happened, what happened. We have no way to tell you what happened. He said, but sometimes you just have to say, devil be gone. And then he just got up and left. And I thought, you know, okay, you know, something has happened. I don't know what has happened, but something miraculous has happened here. And so we took him for scans after that for months to make sure that neurologically he would be okay. And nothing was ever wrong. He was fine. I mean, he's fine to this day. He's 14 years old.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, he's fine. He's never had any issues physically. And so it wasn't too long after that, about a year or so, about 3.5 or so, you know, he was at mom and dad's and they were at the pool and he looked up and he saw angels. And, you know, he told dad, you know, can you see it? And he went, no, you know. But I remember them telling me that story and how Bryce had mentioned, you know, how heaven was such a beautiful place and how he had seen my sister's twin. And Bryce was actually a twin too. That also happened when I gave birth. His heart rate went up and they were about to rush us into have a C-section. And the doctor came in and the nurse came in. And I was young at this time. I was 21 and didn't know anything about medical at that time. And they were about to rush us off and the doctor came in, you know, what they have to pop the water. And they popped, you know, something. And I thought, well, what is this? Because Bryce always stayed in one position the whole time. He never flipped. He never turned. He never did anything. He just stayed right there. Mm-hmm. And I remember the doctor looked at the nurse. And the nurse looked at the doctor. And they had this look on their face like, oh, my gosh. Like, what just happened? You know, they're shocked. And I'm like, what's going on? And she said, nothing, honey. She said, it's okay. She said, you know, there was just a second baby. And I said, what? And at that time, it didn't register to me, you know, like, okay. But the more I thought about it, you know, it made sense. And I had a dream not too long after I gave birth to him with two little boys. You know, one looked like Bryce, only he had a lot of dark, dark hair. And I thought, you know, that's him. It's him. And, you know, I don't know what happened. You know, I was young with Bryce, and I didn't go to the doctor till like 15, 17 weeks, you know, so there was only one heartbeat with him, so I know that there couldn't have been more than one, but there was. There was a second sac that they had to pop that had shifted down up underneath him and had blocked his exit, and, you know, but... You know, I remember Dad and Mom telling me the story about how Bryce said, you know, when he went to heaven, he saw Jesus. And I can remember thinking it was at that moment that he died nearly a year earlier was that moment. You know, it was that moment. And when they told me about how, you know, Dad asked him, you know, hey, well, if heaven was so beautiful, why didn't you just stay? And he said, you know, Jesus looked at him and said, it wasn't time. I had to go back. You know, so he came back and he was only 2.5. And he was dead for a very long time, an extended amount of time. You're not talking 2 or 3 minutes, you know, where there's, he should be a vegetable. I mean, he shouldn't be here. You know, he should not be here. And there was no explanation as to what happened, how it happened. I mean, by the time we got to the hospital, which was about a 30-minute or 30-mile drive, he was stable. he was stable. I mean, I can remember walking in, getting out, you know, the ambulance and walking into the hospital, and they had a whole team surrounding, I mean, just ready to work on Bryce. And I went on, you know, because they put Bryce in there in the room, and I stood outside watching them. And then they took us to another room, and they brought Bryce. They were like, he's fine. There's, other than his blood sugar, we can't find anything wrong with him. Like, right now, he's stable. And we don't understand. You know, I mean, I could see it on all their faces. Like, what's going on here? You know, this is, they were just as shocked as I was. But I remember that doctor when he came in and he said, sometimes you just have to say, devil be gone. So that, you know, that story has been told not a lot. You know, it's shared when I feel, at least from my perspective, you know, and the people that have been through that with us, they share it when they feel like it's time to share it.
Right.
And, you know, I've shared that throughout the years, and people, you know, you can just see that they just, you know, there is an afterlife. And, you know, I don't understand why the Lord did that, but it's not for me to understand. He brought him back, and he has a purpose, he has a mission, and one day he will go back. You know, one day he'll go back, and he'll see Jesus, and he'll remember, you know, that was him. You know, oh my gosh, I remember you, you know? And, but until then, you know, I know that the Lord has his hand on my son and on my family.
How is this story even possible? There were multiple adjusters on the ground for the wildfire, and these claims could have gone to anybody. It's not like I shared this image of Jesus with millions of people until I found this family. I shared this image with one person, and Jesus did the rest. Please like and subscribe to our podcast. You can also email us at jesusisforrealpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Jesus is for Real Podcast. Lastly, please tell everyone you know that Jesus is for real.